This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Midos Gimel Dalet. Today we'll be doing Gimel Dalet through Gimel Hey. God through Ga. Yesterday was Beis and Gimel. Beis. On the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach, you found yourself two holes in the Yesod, like nostrils. The Damim from the Shirayim, from somewhere around the Yesod Maravi, some in the Yesod Draimi, they would go there. Also, I guess even just any Dam on the top of the Mizbeach. It depends which corner it was on. You have to be near that corner to get there. They would go down to those holes, and eventually end up on the Ritzpah, the floor of the Azara, and eventually in the Am of the stream. And they would go out to Nachal Kidron to be sold. And there's a Me'ilah Midrabanan if the farmers don't pay for it, for fertilizer. Mishnah Gimel. On the Ritzpah, on the floor, by that corner, there was a tile of an Amma by Amma with a ring in it. You'd open up that tile and reach a hollow area. You'd go down to that hollow area and you'd be able to clean underneath the Mizbeach from all the Nesachim that were poured on the top of the Mizbeach, mostly wine, except on the circus there was also water, but it was mostly wine. There was a ramp on the south of the Mizbeach, the main ramp. It was 32 length, same length as the Mizbeach, but only 16 wide, not nearly as wide, only half the width. It had a window in the west of the ramp where you could put psulei chatzaif that for some reason cannot be burnt just yet, either because it was a safek or certain psulim, they need ibrit sura, they need to have psulina as well, so you leave it there as a, you know, as a temporary location until you're ready to burn it. Mishnah Dalet. Ready? Echad avnei kevesh, echad avnei mizbeach, whether it applies to the stones of the ramp or the stones of the mizbeach. Where do they get those stones from? In Bikas Beis Kerem, from the valley of Beit Kerem. We'll talk about that, yeah. Beit Kerem. There's actually a place in Yerushalayim now. There's a neighborhood called Beit HaKerem. I don't know if there's any connection or not.
But these were good stones.
They also would bring from the Mediterranean, from the bottom of the Mediterranean. Now, you don't need such huge stones. Let's keep this in mind. You think of stones for the Mizbeach, you probably think, oh, the Kuzal Maravi, these massive stones. No, the Mizbeach, was they put a lot of stones together with like plaster and cement and made this whole mixture together. So the stones don't have to be so large. I don't know exactly what size they were, but there's no need to have huge stones. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is a very stony country, so it's not that hard to get stones. But I don't know how they transport them and how get them out of the ground. It's a different story. That's not so simple. But it's plenty of stones in Eretz Yisrael. Plenty of stones. Everywhere there's rocks. The Gemara talks about it, right? Israel has so many stones, and even so, the things grow so nicely. Hebron. That's why it had so many stones. That's why it's used as a graveyard.
You dig into untouched earth. And you bring from there avonim shleimos, complete stones. Shlohunaf aleihem barzel. They were not touched by iron. Hunaf. So hunaf usually means like waving, like tenufa. But I don't know, here, how do we translate hunaf? The translation is touching. I don't know if that's exactly the right translation.
Touch,
right? Touch by iron, yeah? Now, when they dig these stones out, they need to use wooden shovels. Because if you touch by iron, you'd be in trouble. Now, it's only iron, though. So you can make one out of steel. No? Does steel have iron in it?
Probably.
You think so? I don't know. Make one out of aluminum.
I think iron is
lead.
A generic term.
No, they say they say over here dafka iron.
Really?
Yeah, only iron. But it says here, it sounds like then back then they didn't have too many other options. They went straight to wood, which wood is not the best thing to shovel with. It doesn't give you nearly the same strength as you're going to get out of iron. It's a place of negia. You never know. You could easily have one stone that was touched by iron. Listen to this. Then the whole, every carbon brought on such a mizbeach is possible. Wow. Wow. You hear that? One stone was touched by iron for one split second. Every carbon you bring is a carbon puzzle. This is unbelievable, the choymer of it. Think, oh, chila, but the evidence, okay? No. Mm-mm. Yeah, all the metals they say is fine. That's what they write here. So, Mr. Titan, do we find out what other metals we could use? Let me know. Upegima l'chol davar. And a nick. Passes, no matter what caused the nick, whether it was iron or otherwise. The size of the nick is a finger, when your fingernail will get stuck. Very, very, very chomer, very strict. Like a shechita knife. So one second, this means they got nicked, but if they're naturally not smooth, naturally they have bumps and crevices, etc., I think that would be fine.
I don't think they'd use them. They have to take, that's what they said, they have to take...
Shleimus, it means it cannot have been... I don't know, it's not clear. I'm not so clear about it. They say it's smooth, it has to be smooth, that any crevices or ditches or scratches. Maybe that's only if it happened after it was created. No, I'm making that up? I don't know. Not so clear to me. The Mizbech also, the actual Mizbech itself, the sit of the Mizbech, the cement, cannot have any crevices. It can be very smooth. Even the stones of the Heichel and the Azara cannot have any nicks. Wow. But those are allowed to be cut by iron. Fascinating. Fascinating. Nivkama achas man, one stone got a nick. Ahai. Heepsul, it's possible, get it out. If the cool and just rest on his back, it's kosher. You have to swap it out. I don't know how you're going to do that. Seems like a pretty complicated process. Remember, can't touch, don't keep the iron out of here. And you can't nick any other stones. How are you going to take it out exactly?
Depends,
I don't know.
Where the stone is.
I guess.
If it's in the middle, you're right. It's very hard.
Yeah. But the Mizbeach is puzzle. The Mizbeach, you could fix it. Just fix the one stone. But until you fix that one stone, the whole entire Mizbeach is puzzle. And all the Kabbarnas are puzzle. Malabdin oisai pamayim b'shana. And we smear it with white sid. How do they translate sid?
Well, they plaster the walls.
Plaster. Pamayim twice a year. Achz bePesach, achz bChag, l'chavid yomtiv, Pesach and Sukkos. Not Shavuos, because Shavuos is right after Pesach. It's still pretty fresh. One second. You put a new plaster on. So isn't that adding to the size of Mizbeach? This is one pshat maybe is, you can make Mizbeach as big as you want. Or maybe take out the old one from the previous years. Okay. That'd be a good aid. So the question is how you get it off. I don't know much about these things, but it's dangerous. Don't touch that, no iron. You have to use wood.
You're nicking stones.
Heichal pamachas bePesach. The walls of the Heichal were plastered on Pesach. This is all the Heichal, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodoshim. You hear this? You know, some people paint the walls before Pesach, we're freshening everything up, we're cleaning everything up, let's paint the walls. I've seen people paint the walls of the shul before Pesach. What was left with Pesach? With Chometz. No! According to Mishnah and Midos, to paint the shul before Pesach is appropriate. Pamach's be Pesach. Never knew this. Gebaldik. I just thought it was a nice thing to do. You're cleaning up anyways, why not? I'm not against it. But then, no, there's a makar for it. Rebbe Yoimer called Erev Shabbos, every Friday, Homiladin I say, they would clean it. Bemapa with a shmata, b'nei hadamim, because of all the blood. Maybe we could power wash it. They didn't power wash it. Didn't have power washers. They used shmatas. Get off all the blood. Lohoye sadin I say, do not plaster it. Bekafis shel barzel with a, what do you call those things? A trowel? What do they call it? Trowel?
Yeah.
Of iron. Shemigavius, I touch a stone. That's dangerous. You gotta be careful not to, but it's pretty hard to do that. Oh. Fine. Shabarzal Nivra Lekatzer, Yom of Shalom. Why is iron so strict? And we have now, I think Rashi says this in Chumash, that iron was created to kill people, weaponry. Guess what? They used it for like swords, daggers, like a bow and arrow, a spear, the arrow of the bow. I guess those were iron, apparently. Iron is very strong, sharp, very damaging to a human body. Maybe the knives in the Hazar are made out of iron. I don't know. Maybe. Shechita knives. Maybe. Mizbeach is given to lengthen a man's days through giving him kapore, through giving him mitzvahs, to be meichel in his avinus. You shall not touch the mekatzer on the meirich. Wow. Even a touch. Wow. Mishnah, hey. Tabas, how you let's find Hashem Mizbeach. There are rings on the north of the Mizbeach. One for each mishmar, 24 rings. Now, they would type a ring where it could open and close. Pashas, they say, it was used to put the head of the animal. I don't exactly know how that worked. There was the animal lying down on the ground. The animal's standing on its 4 feet. I don't know how you're going to get into that ring. Maybe you put the animal on its side, or you put the animal on its back. Once talked about this once upon a time. However the animal's situated. Yeah, I mean, I think they must have been. We said that they were tied. The head, the hands to the feet, awkward. So they couldn't have been standing up. They had been lying down. Yeah.
Here it says they accept the head into the.
I'm pretty sure we had a Mishnah. Back in Talmud. That they said they used to. Oh boy, I have to find it. When they shechted the carbon Talmud. Hold on 1 second. Da'al Aleph. Kach hoisa akidosai. It was tied. Ma'akten hoisa. Here. They tie it. Yes, they do. Foot, right foot to right hand, left foot to left hand. So the animal cannot have been standing. It's tied up. It ain't going to stand. Elamai, it's on its back. Yeah, okay. That makes more sense. That makes more sense. Ready? Fine. Yesh Aimrim. Shishas Darm Shal Arba Arba. There's six rows of 4-4. Six rows means if you're going from west to east. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Each one of 1, 2, 3, 4. Or the other way of learning is Arba Shisha Shisha. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1 through 6. It's the same thing. It's just a matter of how you do it. 6 rows of 4 or 4 rows of 6. Fine. Shalei and Shoichan Sakajim. On these rings, not on them, but in them, through them, they were Shech the Kajim. Now, each Mishmar would have their ring, except for when it comes to the Korban Tamid, there were set rings for the Korban Tamid. We learned about that, number two. One west and north, the west and the east, depending Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Rabbi. This area where we shechted was on the north of the Mizbech. Alav Shmoida Amunim Nanosim and had eight short pillars. We learned about this in Talmud. Rav Yishal Erzal Gabem with a big block of wood on top of the short pillars. It was not attached to wood. It would stay put just by it was very heavy, apparently. It must have been very heavy. I don't know exactly what was going on there, but apparently Unklish Shabazal Kavim, there were hooks of iron. Oh, iron. Three rows for each one. So some say there's three hooks on every block. Some say three rows of three hooks. Nine hooks on every block. And some say that it was on different sides. North, east. No, I mean, this would be south. I'm sorry. South, east, north, not the west, because they won't put their backs to the heichal. And different ones. I mean, the top row would be for the cows, the middle one for the rams, and the bottom one for the sheep, depending on their height, their size. Ben Tolan, you hang the animals there, mafshitin, and you skin them. Al shachan shashay shebein amudim. There were there tables of marble between the pillars. The issue over here was that since the amudim were not very high, they were nanosim, they were short. So the end of the animal, like the head, would be hanging on a marble table so as not to drag on the ground. These tables also served to wash the kravayim. We spoke about that in Talmud. They were not made out of gold. They were made out of marble. Why? Because gold would cause the meat to rot. Marble keeps it cool. Even though meat never rotted in Azara, but we don't like to be so mechanes. It doesn't say how many tables there were. It doesn't say. It must have been a bunch.
Here it says eight marble tables.
Okay. You have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.